The Mishnah in Masechta Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph teaches us: Mishaya Ever Aisha Oy Katan Makron Oysay. If it's Yontif, Hallel needs to be recited, and there's an individual who is unable to say Hallel himself. So what happens is there's a woman or an Eved or a Katan who are all not obligated to say Hallel, but they're able to read Lashon Kodesh. So they're reading and reciting Hallel on behalf of an individual who can't say it himself. So even though we know that there's a rule that Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh, and therefore, even if I was already Yotze, I already fulfilled a mitzvah that I'm obligated to do, but there's someone else who has not yet fulfilled that mitzvah. So as the Rishonim, the Ran, and other Rishonim explain, that since Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh, I am responsible for the other individual as much as I am responsible for myself, and therefore that individual who hasn't heard Hallel yet, hasn't said Hallel, I have to help him say Hallel, and therefore I can recite the Hallel, even though I recited it already. That is only said if I myself am obligated in this mitzvah. For as the Rishonim go on to explain, the Rishonim the Achronim, only somebody who himself is mechuyev in the mitzvah is also in the category of arevus, of arvus, that he has to make sure that the next person also fulfills the mitzvah. However, if the person is not himself mechuyev in the mitzvah, he can't be mitzi someone else who is mechuyev in the mitzvah, for he is not in the category of arvus. The simple pshat, because when we say a mitzvah, let's use the example of our Mishnah. If, as the Mishnah begins, with Isha, or Eved, or Katan, are going to say Hallel on behalf of someone else, an adult male, who's mechuyev to say Hallel, the bracha on Hallel we know is Asher Kedishonu b'mitzvaysav v'tzivanu l'krayus as a Hallel. I can't say that. A person who isn't mechuyev can't make that bracha. And therefore, here we have an individual who can't say Hallel himself. He obviously can't find an adult male. So the halach is, he can't just be yotzi with these people saying Hallel on his behalf. And therefore the Mishnah says, Oin achreyem mashayim aymrim. He has to repeat word for word what they say. And the Mishnah continues, V'tavolei me'ira, he should be cursed. He should be cursed, as Rashi says, Shaloi lamad, why didn't you learn how to recite Hallel yourself? And Rashi continues, and we're going to come back in Mitzvah Shem to this Rashi. V'mlomad, tavolei me'ira, and if he does know how to recite the Hallel, that he deserves to be cursed. Why are you appointing somebody to be your shliach, to say the Hallel on your behalf, an individual who he or she herself are not mechuyev in the Hallel? Says the Mishnah further, but if the person who's reciting Hallel on my behalf is indeed an adult male, so there, as we're going to learn, there's a concept of shemeya ka'ina, and therefore, it's as if I recited myself, and therefore, I don't have to repeat word for word what is being said, and all I have to do is ayna achrav haleluka by me saying haleluka and not necessarily repeating word for word. It's as if I said halal. And the Gemara further on daf lamet ches amud beis says that Kama Hilchsa Gevirta, Rava says, many halachas could be learned. We could learn many halachas from the halacha of what is done by Hallel. And one of the halachas, actually the sixth halacha that Rava extrapolates, is that when Hallel is recited, who, the Shliach Tzibah, says Baruch Abba, V'hein Oimrim, and the people in the Tzibah say B'Shem Hashem, and they don't have to repeat the words Baruch Abba that were recited already by the Shliach Tzibah. Why is the minig that way? Because we want to teach, we want to show the halacha of Shemaya Ka'ina. And how is Shemaya Ka'ina sown? By us not needing to repeat what we heard the Shliach Tzibah say. And as we look at this very important concept of Shemaya Ka'ina, which as we will discuss Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach in our shir, we notice and we need to discuss a very fundamental question. The fundamental question that we need to understand is, what does Shemaya Ka'ina tell us? What does Shemaya Ka'ina tell us? Does Shemaya Ka'ina tell us that if I hear someone else saying something, it's as if I said it myself? Or does Shemaya Ka'ina say that no, Shemaya Ka'ina is not as if I said it myself? I didn't say it. That the halacha gives me credit if I heard it being said as if I said it. But it's not as if I said it myself. So what Rashi's opinion is, I think, is very clear. It's very clear from the Rashi's in our Suya, that Rashi's opinion is that Shemaya Ka'ina doesn't create a situation as if I said it myself. Why? So let's first learn the Rashi here on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis. Hu Oimer Baruch Abba, as we said, the Shliach Tzibah says Baruch Abba, V'heim Oimrim, and they repeat B'Shem Hashem. Or Baruch Abba, and Rashi says, regarding the Baruch Abba, Soim Cholov, we rely on the Baal Tefillah, V'ein Oinen Loi HaTevis Atzman, we need not repeat the words that the Shliach Tzibah said, V'loi Halleluka, we need not repeat the word Halleluka. Mikan Nilmat, says Rashi, a very important point Rashi makes. L'sh'eina yoideya, if you have an individual who is unable loy likrois v'loy ladnois, he can't read Lashon Kodesh. Im shoma v'kibben liboy l'shmaya, if he pays attention, apish loy ono, even though he didn't say the words himself, he's yotza. Says Rashi, further, v'chein l'mispalim b'tzibur, and similarly, if you're davening with a tzibur, v'shliach tzibur oy makadosh or yehesh mei rabba, you're milah shman esrei, and they're up to kedusha, they're up to yehesh mei rabba. Yishtiku b'tfiloson, remain silent, v'yishmu b'kavonim, and pay attention to what is being said, v'rei koinim. In other words, what Rashi is saying, and this is halacha, we'll quote the Shulchan Aruch later in our shir, that the halacha is, let's say you're milah shman esrei, and they're up to kedusha, and you can't answer Kedusha because you're Milav Yishmon Esrei. Remain silent, listen to as the Shliach Tzibah says the Kedusha, and it'll be considered as if you said Kedusha. Ukshdigma Kedusha, and when the Baal Tefillah finished the Kedusha, Yachzru L'Tefillah and go back to davening Yishmon Esrei. V'kein Yosad Rabbi Yehuda Goyim B'Halachas Gedolos. So Rashi in this Rashi taught us two very important halachas. One halacha is that the din of Shemaya Ka'ina cannot be applied to everybody. Shemaya Ka'ina can only be applied, says Rashi, to the individual who can't say Lashon Kodesh himself. Furthermore, Rashi taught us a halacha that if I'm davening Shemoneh Esrei and I need to say Kedusha and I can't, I'm milah Shemoneh Esrei, remain silent and while the Baal Tefillah is saying Kedusha, it'll be good enough. Now the question is, why was this halacha only said to the individual who can't say Lashon Kodesh himself? He can't speak himself. If there's a halacha of Shemaya Ka'ina, what's the difference if I can speak Lashon Kodesh or not? So it must be the rat. And there's another question, that why, and Tosfos points out this question, how could I, if Shemaya Ka'ina, If the halacha of Shemei Kaina is as if it's as if I myself are saying those very words, so I'm Mil Shemen Esrei. In Mil Shemen Esrei, I'm not allowed to say anything. So how could I be quiet with a Shemei Kaina in the middle of the Shemen Esrei? I'm not supposed to talk. Shemei Kaina is considered like I'm talking. It must be that Rashi holds that Shemei Kaina is not to be understood. It's as if I'm mamish speaking. Shemei Kaina means that the Torah tells us that there are two ways to be yotze the mitzvah. One way to be yotze the mitzvah is by saying it yourself. And that's actual talking. And another way of being yotze the mitzvah is by listening. And therefore, says Rashi, to whom did the Torah give us this right to rely on someone else saying? Only I can't say Lashon Kodesh myself. But if I could say the words myself, I have no right to rely on the Baal Tefillah. What about the person in Milvah Shemen Esrei? It works beautifully. Because since I am a Milvah Shemen Esrei, and while I'm a Milvah Shemen Esrei, I can't say the Kedusha, so I am like that individual who can't speak Hebrew. And therefore I can rely. But it's not like I'm talking, and therefore it's not considered a hefsek and Milvah Shemen Esrei. And there's a raya that this is how Rashi learns. Because we go back to the Mishnah that we began our shiur with. And the Mishnah said that certainly if someone is unable to say Hallel himself, he should rely, he relies on a Eved Ish of a cotton. So Mishnah said, Tavalim Ira. He did the wrong thing. And as we explained, because you can't say Shemei Kaina when the person who's speaking is a person who he himself or she herself are not mechuyev in the mitzvah. But if you look in Rashi, as we quoted the Rashi, Rashi says two reasons why Tavala Meira. One pshat Rashi said Tavala Meira, he should be cursed Shloi Lomad. Why didn't you learn how to say Lashon Kodesh? But Rashi says another word. Rashi also says, and if you learned how to say Lashon Kodesh, but you didn't say it yourself, Mevaza is Koinoi. What's Rashi speaking about? What's Rashi trying to address in the second part of Rashi? What Rashi is trying to address in the second part of Rashi is the Rashi is trying to teach us that, yes, the person who's reciting the Hallel is an individual who's Mechuyiv in Hallel. Yes, therefore we could say Shemei Koinoi. But Shemei Koinoi, Rashi's saying, is the second best. It's not really the way to recite the Hallel. And therefore, relying on someone else, even if that individual is indeed a person who's mechuyev to say Hallel, but you're supposed to say it yourself if you could say it yourself. We don't rely on Shemei Kaina if we have an option. Shemei Kaina is not as if I mamish said it myself, according to Rashi. And therefore, not only does Rashi hold that the individual who relies on an Eved Ish of a cotton to say the Hallel certainly is an individual that Tavaloi Mi'ira. But even in the individual who can't say Hallel, who relies on a person who is Mechuyiv in Hallel, Tavaloi Mi'ira, because you should not rely on Shemei Koina L'chatchila. Tosfos here, we see, if we look at the Tosfos here on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, Tosfos the very maskil, Shom of Loyono, we see is very not clear if he should rely on Shemei Kaina. How far we could rely on Shemei Kaina, particularly where Tosfos is bothered with the halacha that Rashi quotes from Yehuda Goyen from the Baal Hilchos Gedolos, that if you're middle of Shemen Esrei and up to Kedusha, remain silent and listen and fulfill the Chiyuv Shemen Esrei that way. Tosfos is not that happy. Why is Tosfos not happy? Because Tosfos quotes a Gemara Masechta Brachos, Daf Chof Aleph on the base, that says, the halacha is, that if you came to Shul and they're up to the Shemen Esrei, says the Gemara, Im Yochel Haskel Ligmach Laigiyah Shlich Tzibah L'Kedusha, if you could finish Shemen Esrei before the Tzibah will come to Kedusha, Yispalo. Vim Lav, Lo Yispalo. If not, don't begin. And Tosfos says, why? I have a very simple way of davening Shemoneh Esrei. Even if I won't finish before the tzibur reaches Kedusha, I rely on being quiet on Shemei Kaina. Says Tysus, why don't I want to do that? Because Shemei Kaina is as if I said it myself. And since Shemei Kaina is as if I said it myself, so I'm talking Milde Shemoneh Esrei. So that, therefore, the Gemara says, is not really a legitimate approach. And since Shemei Kaina is not a legitimate approach, therefore Shemei Kaina is like I'm saying it myself, so the Gemara doesn't want us to rely on that. Clearly, Tysus is not quite sure how to look at Shemei Kaina. And Tysus is teaching us that perhaps Shemei Kaina means that it's as if I'm saying it, and that's why it's a hefsek. And that's why, according to Tysus, back to our Mishnah, the individual who's relying on the Baal Tefillah, who is a gadol, there's no tavla meira for such an individual. Because according to that pshat, Shemei Kaina is as good as if I said it myself. And if Shemei Kaina is as good as if I said it myself, there's no reason for me to not to say it myself. I can rely on the Baal Tefillah. It's just as good, and maybe even better, as we will, Mitzvah Shem, discuss later in our Shiurim. So therefore, Tysus here is not quite sure, but Tysus in Masechta Brachos clearly says, quotes Rabbeinu Tam, that Shemei Ka'ayna means that it's as if I said it myself, and therefore, if I'm indeed in the middle of saying Shemoneh Esrei, I should not rely on Shemei Ka'ayna, I should not rely on them being quiet, as the Baal Tefillah says the Kedusha, because it's no difference if I say it or he says it, and it's considered as if I'm being mafsik. It's considered as if I'm being mafsik in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, which, as we're saying now, one may not be mafsik in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei. There are another approach to this whole question. Davni Nezer takes this approach, as do other Achronim. And they take the approach that we only say Shemei Kaina if I possibly could have done it myself. If I possibly could have done it myself and I didn't do it myself, and I choose not to do it myself, that's when I say Shemei Kaina. But if I can't do it myself, this example. So in other words, according to Rabbi Nezer, the reason Rabbeinu Tam in Masechta Brachos doesn't allow me to be quiet in middle of Shemoneh Esrei and rely on the Baal Tefillah's Kedusha is not because it's as if I'm talking myself. It's not because it's as if I'm talking myself. It's a new pshat altogether. It's because if I can't speak at this point, then the halacha is that it's considered that it's not considered that I could rely on Shemei Kaina. We have this concept in number of places in Shas. We have this concept where Kol HaRoy LeBila, if something could be mixed by Karban Mincha, if the Karban Mincha is too large, the halacha is Kol HaRoy LeBila, if it could be theoretically mixed, Ein Bila Makevus, but the fact that it wasn't mixed doesn't bother us. The Kol She'ein Roy LeBila, but if it can't be mixed, there, Bila Makevus, the fact that it wasn't mixed is a problem. Here too, if I can't speak, I can't rely on Shemei Kaina. The truth of the matter is, as I understand the Avni Nezer, it really is the same. Because what the Avni Nezer is teaching us is that I have to be able to talk. Shemei Kaina is as if I spoke. And only if I'm indeed able to speak, that's when I could say Shemei Kaina. If I'm not able to speak myself, I'm not able to rely on Shemei Kaina. The Paiskim, however, make a very important point. They tell us not to get confused between two concepts in Halacha that may be very similar. There's a concept of Shemei Kaina, which we're discussing now, and there's a concept of Hira Kedibur Dami. The Paiskim say that Hira Kedibur everybody agrees is not to be understood like I actually spoke. Hearer kedibur means that by hearer I could fulfill a mitzvah that requires dibur. But hearer kedibur doesn't create a situation as if I actually spoke. And actually, a raya to that concept is from the next piece of Gemara we have here on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, where the Gemara quotes the story of Yoshio, that Shofan was the Sofer and Chilkio was the Kohen Gadol, and they read the Pasuk in the Torah, the one Sefer Torah that was found, and the Pasuk says, V'yikreu Shofan l'fnei HaMelech. And the Gemara uses that as a raya that Shemei Kaina, that Yeshua never read the Pasuk, but it's as if he read it because it was read on his behalf. So the question is, maybe he didn't read it, but he heard it, and hear a kedibur. The answer that they say is, you can't, and Chassam Sofer says this word, you can't consider something to be considered Korah just through hearer. Hearer is not considered Korah. And if the Pasuk uses the words that we just read, that the Pasuk uses the words of a Yikare, it means that it's not just hearer alone. Hearer is never the title. If there was just hearer alone, we could never consider, you could never use the word for Yikra. And what would be the Nafkamina? There would be a very big Nafkamina lahaloch lamaisa. We know that in Hilchis Birchas HaTorah, there's a question discussed by the Paiskim. If one is Mechuyiv in Birchas HaTorah, I wake up in the morning and I'm thinking about learning, but I'm not actually saying the words. Am I Mechuyiv in Birchas HaTorah? It's a very big question in the Paiskim. Certainly, Lechatchila, one should say Birchas HaTorah before he even thinks in learning. Really, the best thing to do is not just think and learning, but say the words, and then you're certainly be mechuyev and berachas haTorah. That's regarding if you're thinking in Torah. But what about if you go to a shir, and the Magid Shir is saying a shir? You're not necessarily speaking. You're just listening to a shir. That isn't hearer kedibur. That's shemei ka'ayna. And when it comes to the concept of shemei ka'ayna, certainly if we follow Tosfos, Rabbi Tam's approach, but even if we follow Rashi's approach, that's a whole different level. And because that's a whole different level, there the halacha would certainly be that one is obligated to say Birchas HaTorah, would be chayiv to say Birchas HaTorah. Now that we're discussing if Shemei Ka'ayna is as if I said the bracha myself, or Shemei Ka'ayna is special din, so I saw that Reb Moshe Sternbuch in the Shailos HaTshuvos, Tshuvos VaHanhagos, quotes a Shulchan Aruch HaRav, a very big chiddush. He himself says, we don't have to be machmer for this. He says, if we hold that Shemei Ka'ayna is considered as if I'm saying the bracha, so therefore, let's say I'm standing somewhere and somebody recites a bracha that I'm also obligated to recite, and I have no intention really to rely on his bracha. He wants to suggest that since Shemei Ka'ayna is considered as if I said it, so something that I said, you can't change the reality that I said it. And since you can't change that reality that as if I said it, the halacha is that I shouldn't say the bracha. And as he says, we have to be careful that if I'm not obligated to say a bracha, if I say it, then it would be considered a bracha levatala. So he gives a piece of advice how to avoid this problem. He says, if I see this is happening, that means I'm somewhere where, let's say I'm by a kiddush. I want to make my own kiddush, and somebody else is going to make his kiddush, and says the bari priya gofen. So he says that I should be careful not to have in mind that I specifically don't want to be yoytzu with the bracha. And the halacha is, if I have in mind specifically to not be yoytzu with the bracha, then the halacha is that I'm certainly not yoytzu. And therefore, that would be the best advice how to avoid the problem, according to the opinions that say Shemei Kohen is automatically considered as if I said the bracha, but here, by having kavana not to be yotzei, it's good enough.